So many people in this world have been running for so long and so hard that they're exhausted. Are you one of those? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to today's episode of Fresh. A few years ago, I saw the weirdest thing on TV. These young people sprinting through a cavernous chamber in a grand old art gallery in London. Every 30 seconds, a sprinter would race through so fast, you'd think their life depended on it. Now, they called this art. Well, a few months later, I found myself during a spare hour or so between meetings at the Tate Gallery in London, and blow me down if I'm not almost bowled over by a sprinter. I couldn't believe it. It was that very same thing that I'd seen on TV. And all these months later, they were still sprinting every 30 seconds. In fact, it was called Art Exhibit Number 850. I couldn't get over the fact that they were still sprinting all these months later. Weren't they exhausted? I don't know. I wonder whether we don't sometimes live our lives that way, running as though our lives depend on it, sprinting from this thing to that, day after day, month after month, until we're ready to drop. At a time of great fear and distress for his disciples, Jesus said this to them, John chapter 14, verse 27. I leave you peace. It's my own peace I give you. I give you peace in a different way than the world does. So don't be troubled. Don't be afraid. Sometimes it seems as though there's so much to do, and it's completely overwhelming, especially when you've been running, sprinting for a long time. Listen, in the middle of all of that, Jesus has something precious for you. His peace. Don't be troubled. Don't be afraid. Peace. His peace. That's God's word. Fresh for you today. So how do you receive God's peace into your life? Well, one of the best ways is to hear from him every day. That's what the Fresh Daily Devotional is all about. A scripture verse and some words of inspiration, hope and encouragement delivered into your inbox each day, and it's completely free. For instant access, stop by at christianityworks.com. Again, that web address is christianityworks.com. And may you be blessed by God's word.